Hello, beautiful queens, and join me as we open up conversations that help women walk through difficult transitions and inner healing while unleashing the potential that God has placed within all of us to become untamed and unchained. In each episode, you'll get the tools and resources to create the change in your life that you desire as you unleash your vision, your gifts, and your voice and your confidence to live the life of your dreams. I give my listeners and clients love and support. However, I do take the direct approach and we cut out that BS in your life. So instead of playing small, you can create big leaps into your life. Now let's dive into this episode. Honest confession, I had to restart because I started creating a podcast and I started talking and I got so convicted because I was totally avoiding creating this podcast that I'm going to talk about. And however, it is important to talk about. This is something that I have been saying for a while and I felt like everybody thought, and I know this was just like a story that I had made up in my mind, which is going to go along with what I'm talking about today perfectly, is I felt like everybody thought like I was going crazy. And I, for a little bit, was like, okay, like, because I check myself, challenge what you think, all the different things. But so I saw this TikTok and it just unleashed everything in me. And I was like, you know what? I really, really want to talk about this. But I also at the same time didn't really want to talk about this because I have gone through church pain with this and I have come up against a lot of religious people with this. So it's kind of vulnerable to talk about. However, when I started doing a podcast episode, like recording before I came on and restarted, like I felt it in my heart. I was like, Leona, you can't go on. Like you got to stop and you actually got to create this podcast episode. And sometimes the Lord will convict you and it sucks because you got to like get real raw and honest. And it's an integrity with who I am. That's how I am. I show up as who I am. And it's like, okay, you already know that you need to create this podcast episode. But now that I have kind of rambled on to this like whole, you know, zoo of monkeys and we've gone around the merry-go-round a few times, almost like an avoidance thing of talking about what I want to talk about, is the fact of curse words and cussing. And so if you know me, you know that I drop the F-bomb. If I'm like really passionate or I'm trying to get like a fucking point across, just like I said that right now, that is what I will do. And I have had quite often people say something about shouldn't use cuss words. And my little sassy self was like, what about the curse words that you use over your life every day? So just excuse the fact that my country slang is about to come out right now, because apparently I have discovered through some of my friends that when I get mad, my country slang comes out. And I'm just like, it's something that I am so passionate about because it's something that I have been so wronged for. And I'm not sitting here and justifying the fact that I dropped the F-bomb. I am just a very passionate woman who, if I want to grab your attention, sometimes when you put in different words, that will grab somebody's attention and they're like, whoa, what? And so that's just the story that my brain has written behind it. But what I want to say, and what is so life-changing, what is so important, and I want to share this podcast episode with you because it is absolutely life-changing. It's absolutely very, very, very important. It is like the bread and butter of your life to get is the fact of what are you cursing your life? And I say this in the nicest way possible and then in the non-nicest way possible, that religion gets so hyper-spiritual about, oh my gosh, don't cuss. But yet your language ain't matching the word of God of what you're saying about your life. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying my life is perfect and that I use perfect language. That is not at all where this is at. But you know where it's like, get the plank out of your own eye and stop pointing the finger at other people. And I guess like I have a very, very protective nature over people that are getting like ravished by the Christians because of the judgmental and the criticism. And so I'm sharing this from a place of love, and I'm sharing this from a place of authenticity, and I'm sharing this from a place of passion. I'm sharing this from a place of, this is just the real unedited version of me. And if you don't agree with this episode, then that's okay. I don't need you to agree. But some of you are going to listen to this episode and it's going to become magnified of what you're saying. So we have language that is programmed, like you monkey see, monkey do, you carry on, like you hear, like you grow up in your home, you hear your parents speak, you communicate how they communicate, you speak all of that stuff. And yes, while you might sit here and you might be like, I'm not like my mom, I'm not like my dad, let's just let the ego take a breather and put it down. Because guess what? You are a lot like them because you've been conditioned, because it's just a generational thing. It already started when you were in your mom's womb. And there's no shame and there's no wrong to that. It's meeting what your parents did with love and looking at what are the things that are no longer serving you and where is God calling you to step out and break free from. And that's going to require you being intentional. It's going to require you letting go. It's going to require you doing the internal work, and it's going to require a lot of surrender, because you have identity pieces that are wrapped up in it that want to hang on for dear life. The strongholds, like the stronghold I just watched, I think it was a TikTok the other day where he did this beautiful illustration of it. Of a stronghold is a thought, like it's one thought that chains onto the next thought that chains onto the next thought, and it has a stronghold on your mind. So when you're talking about your life, what are you saying? And I'm not saying walk around and be a walking Bible, but also what are you saying about yourself? Like, are you cursing yourself? Because if you're talking about yourself, if you're talking about your finances, if you're talking about your relationships, if you're talking about your children, if you're talking about whatever the area is that you're talking about in your life, if you're talking about that very area, I'm challenging you to test it. Does it ring true to what God says? And when you begin to go in this journey, it ain't going to be easy. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be simple, but it's not going to be easy, because the flesh just loves to be right. The ego is there. It has protected you since the moment you've developed these stories. And so it's going to want to fight you and justify why the story is the way that the story is. And it will look to repeat itself in your life to be justified once again. And it's like the saying of, you know, I used to say about myself, like I was proving myself right over and over, but not in the ways that I actually truly wanted to prove myself right. So take, for example, let's take money. I love talking about money and I love talking about sex, because everybody's like, and I'm like, okay, let's remove like the unk and the gunk from it. So let's talk about money. So say your finances are not where you want them to be, okay? Or say, even for example, I know this feeling, years ago, we were in bankruptcy. And I want to say this because in case you're the person that's listening to this and you're like, well, you don't know my financial situation, like everything is just blah, 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 and my husband is doing this and this and this, or my partner is doing this and this and this. Okay, let's just rein it back in. I hear you, I see you, and I understand, because mine also was, at the time I was in a marriage, I was the same way. It was all the different things. It was like, I didn't get us here, I didn't do this, da da da. Like I could have every excuse that you wanted me to, which wasn't just an excuse. It was also like where the story was at the time. So when you're in that situation where you are, because prosperity is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright, which prosperity and abundance are two different things that I'm not going to get into today. But those are your birthright. But if you're looking at your bank account and you're like, I'm never going to get out of this, I don't know how we're going to do this. The more I pay, then it's the more behind I get. I never have enough money. I keep paying bills. All I do is work and pay bills. There's never enough. My kids are taking all of my money. I'm constantly paying bills. I'm not da 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 da. Whatever your storyline is, okay? Look at it. This is where the inner work gets done, because there's also those on the other side of the spectrum that are like, just speak faith over your finances and pray over your finances. And they do the whole spiritual bypassing, and your mind is like, it's so full of shit. Like none of this is true. And your mind is going to come back over here to be like, see, I told you my finances are down the drain. I told you all I do is work and pay bills. I told you I can't keep up with my money. I told you I work so hard and I don't get anywhere. Because remember, the mind is there to protect you, and rightfully so. Like, our mind is powerful and we want our mind to protect us. Like, so you don't go out in the middle of the road. So you drive on the right side of the street. So you don't always have to think about where you're going, because it has the memory of where you're going, because it would be exhausting if you always had to remember all those things. It becomes automatic. But then there's these things in your life that are you cursing them? Like, are you, because you've been programmed? It might not even have been your belief system. It might have been passed down from your mom and dad. You heard their language. You made it your own because you were in that household. That's all that you knew. That's all that you heard. You were conditioned that way. And now it's become yours. So what do you do when you look at this like glob of, I don't know what to do with this, because I know that I'm meant to speak wife, because clearly I'm speaking death over here, but I don't feel aligned to come over here to speak wife. And this is where it's not about spiritually bypassing. It's not about just coming over here, pushing through and doing the things. Because eventually, if you don't actually deal with the story that you have here, you'll come back over to it again, because your ego is going to look for ways to continue to prove yourself right. So if looking at that story, it's looking at it and asking yourself, where did this come from? What are the memories that come up when you ask yourself that question? Where did this could also be like in a relationship. Like, I never feel understood in a relationship. Okay. If you keep saying that, and if you're in a relationship, or if you're married and you're like, my husband never listens to me, I'm just going to call you out right now. That is continuously what you're going to have, because you keep speaking that over your marriage. And if you just went, but you don't understand, he really doesn't listen to me. Okay. And I say this because I've heard this quite often, and it's something that I used to say back in the day when I was married. And I realized that I was only bringing into the reality of what I kept in it. And if being really raw, real, and honest, it felt, yeah, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, it feels so good because I'm right that he doesn't listen to me. But my ego was like, see, told you he doesn't listen to me. See, I don't feel seen, heard, and understood. So my question is, like, looking at that story of your, if you're like, my husband doesn't listen to me, where does this come from? Like, do you not feel, why are you, remove your husband, not literally, but from the story, because he actually has nothing to do with this right now. Taking full 5,000% responsibility, because remember, it's not through our circumstances. The circumstances we're creating stories around. Remove your husband from the situation when you're sitting with yourself. Take your focus off of him and be like, why do I not feel like he's listening? Is it because I have, as a little girl, never felt like my father listened to me, or I've never felt like my mom listened to me, or I've never felt like my parents listened to me, or I felt when I expressed myself that I just got shut down? So now I've trained myself to shut down because it's not safe for me to share. What is the place of expression coming from? Am I coming from a place of aggression? Am I coming from a place of fear? Or am I coming from a place of love and trust, knowing that he is going to listen to me? And you can't come from a place of love and trust if you actually don't feel safe to be listened to. A lot of times when somebody is saying that nobody's listening to them, what that actually stems from is when they were a child, they at one point in time tried to express themselves, and something very painful happened that made them feel like the other person didn't hear them. So they created this story, and it was so painful that they created this coping mechanism to not share from their heart. They began to share from their head, which, if you think about it, is perfectly natural. That's a self-protecting mechanism, because now your body doesn't feel safe anymore. And there's this story that's running the show that's saying, nobody listens to me. I don't feel valued. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel seen. I don't feel heard. I don't feel understood. Which feeling seen and heard and loved are key human needs. And so every time in your real life circumstance that this happens, that you say, share something with your partner and you didn't feel heard, you're going to be like, see, he doesn't ever listen to me. And that's the place, that's the story, that's the wound that you actually operate from. You already go into it thinking he's not going to listen to you, which he also feels that and makes his defenses go up. But we're not focusing on his end of the spectrum right now because it's not about changing other people. It's about changing your internal dialogue. And it's about you aligning yourself with what the Word of God says about yourself. And it's a self-reflection. It's the self-concept. It's how we see ourselves. That's why I say that the greatest work that you'll ever do in your life is who you are and whose you are, because you are always living your life from a place of the identity that you believe about yourself. And believe me, I am a working progress myself. Like all of this stuff that I'm sharing, these are stories that I've had, and I am in mental boot camp right now with the Lord because there are things that I'm praying for in my life that ever since I prayed for them, like all this stuff has come to the surface of all these stories that I had written in my head to keep me safe. And what it was actually doing was stopping me from the very thing that I have been praying for. So whenever you're praying for something, God is always going to start with you first. It's going to start within yourself. Just know that. Like it's not going to start outside of yourself. And so coming back to this, because I really want to walk you guys through, because I feel like there's not enough material. There's always, speak the life, pray, and, you know, change your language. There's all that. But I want to give you the meat and potatoes of it, because that's what is going to give you the true transformation of it. So you have this experience over here where you're feeling like he's never listening to you. And you sit down with yourself and you're like, where does this story come from? Where did I begin to believe this? And this has nothing to do, remember, with your husband. It has everything to do with something that happened in your childhood. Was it what it also can be even in that situation, like you grew up feeling like your mom or dad was never heard. And so you also internalize that. There's so many different layers. That's what I say about the generational things. Like when you're in those environments, you, like they say, you become like the five people you surround yourself with. Well, that's no different when you're growing up. You are wired and fired like that, your whole nervous system, your thought patterns, and everything. And that's why when you come into the kingdom of God, renew your mind. Well, this is your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit, like all of this is intertwined. So when you go to renew your mind, what comes up also is the wiring and the firing of your nervous system is saying, hold on, wait, not safe. If I believe that he listens to me, that means everything that I believe back here is no longer true. Wait, I don't feel safe to be seen now, because back here, when I was being my real, authentic, vulnerable self, I got shut down. So your head is going to be like, okay, just, you know, okay, he listens to me. I'm loved. I'm chosen. I'm wanted. He wants to hear what I have to say. But your body is screaming and yelling and saying, no, don't do this. Because last time you were in this situation, the pain was so intense. Of whatever the pain comes from, like, did you feel abandoned? Did you feel rejected? Did you feel alone? Whatever it is, but it would, if you felt that, that is the very emotion, that is the very core wound that you are avoiding, that you will always bypass and create another reality to confirm the lie that you're believing. So in that, in all of that, it's going, peeling back those layers like an onion, peel back piece by piece by piece until you get to the core wound. What I want to say about this is where somatic healing comes in. This is where the healing of the nervous system. And I almost cringe about saying this because I feel like it's so hyped up right now about everybody's like, heal your nervous system. However, it is so simple. So I invite you to not overcomplicate it, because I know like when you've experienced a lot of trauma, our mind can go be like, be like, oh, it can't be, you know, somatic healing can't make that big of it. It can't be your nervous system that much, which is, again, your brain just running off to protect you. But when you somatically heal that core wound and you reparent that version, and there's going to be times, it's not that you go in, you do the somatic healing and it never gets triggered again or it never comes up again and that you just live happily ever after and you feel like everybody around you listens. No, it's same as going to the gym. You start going to the gym and you train and you work and you build that muscle. And there's days where you feel like you can't even get up off that toilet because your legs hurt so bad because of the muscles that are being built. Well, the same thing happens when you pull out the core wound that's within inside of you and you begin to renew your mind and you replace it with God's truth. And when you begin to replace it with God's truth, it's going to require you to be intentional because you're rewriting the story. Like, what is the story that you want to write now about instead of feeling that you were never hurt, that nobody listens to you, telling yourself that you are loved and those around you want to support you, want to hear what you have to say, and that your voice matters. And it can be such a simple little story that you create because now you're birthing a new identity out of yourself because those are that's aligned with how God sees you. That's aligned with the way that God created you. And it's going to be continuing to heal your nervous system. And when you do get triggered and you do get anxious and you're like, oh my gosh, like they're not listening to me or they're not hearing me, it's coming back home to yourself. It's placing your hand on your heart and it's reassuring yourself over and over and meeting with that little girl version of you that experienced that trauma and asking her also, what does she need in that time? Letting her also express herself. Because when we're feeling anxious or we're feeling like we want to fight or flight run, there's a part of you that wants to be heard. And sometimes it's important for us to sit with ourselves in the silence and ask ourselves, what is the little girl version of me wanting to say right now? And you'll probably be astonished because she probably has a lot to say to you because it's suppressed emotions and suppressed stories. And here's the real kicker. It's you haven't been listening to yourself, which in return, you felt other people weren't listening to you. So what we experience outside of ourselves is simply a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So if you also constantly feel like you're always being abandoned in life, ask yourself, where am I abandoning myself? Because that is what is so beautiful and so powerful is people mirror things back to us in our life. And I have this going on in my life right now. My kids think this is hilarious. I'll share the story one day. I'm not going to share it right now because I'm in the midst of it. But I used to get so frustrated with somebody in my life. And they're like, you are aware that there's a lot of similarities with this person and you. And I had to get really, really honest, raw, and real with myself. And I realized that they were spot on, but my ego was like, no, I'm not. I am this and this and this and this and this. And was like, we're not even going there. But when I surrendered and I realized that, oh my gosh, this is the perfect opportunity for me to actually look at this stuff and be like, where am I doing this in my own life? Where am I showing up like this in my own life? And we have scooped the poop for days and weeks the last while of an identity piece that had been in me that was keeping me, like I said, from the very thing that I'm praying for. And it has been one heck of a ride. It has been me actually journaling and journaling and journaling and journaling, mind dumping. I obviously work with a therapist. I have a business coach. I have mentors in my life. I don't do this by myself because I already know that there's areas that I will avoid. I don't need people to hold me accountable. I know how to hold myself accountable, but they have more of a bird's eye view. They have, like, with the therapist that I work, she helps me with the somatic part of it. That's what has been life-changing because when you heal the somatic part of it, it's your whole vibration changes, your energy changes, your nervous system changes. And you can't, and this is where it no longer works to just push and strive and prove and make things happen. It's actually coming back home to yourself. It's sitting with yourself. It's in understanding that this is, you're dying to the old to step into the new. And I had this revelation a few weeks ago. Well, it wasn't a revelation. God just placed it on my heart of where in the Bible where he told Lot's wife not to look back again. And she did. And what happened? And that's not to say for us that, yeah, when you turn back, you're going to turn into a pillar. What is what that is referring to is you're never going to move forward if you always keep looking back. You're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay stuck in what isn't for you. And you're praying for something and you're frustrated and you're not understanding why God isn't bringing you what you prayed for or why nothing is happening. It's because you keep looking back and you keep staying stuck in the stories that you were conditioned in instead of going inside of yourself and doing the internal work of allowing yourself to be set free, because you were bought with a price. When Jesus Christ on the cross said, "It is finished," he meant it is finished. It's not that you have to continue to do work to earn something. It's not that you have to continue to do something to receive who God says that you are and the kingdom and his kingdom. It is finished. It is yours. It's just our humanness that gets in the way of that. And then we'll sit here and we'll curse our life when you look at it. It's not even remotely, like it's not even lining up with what God has promised you. And if we're not seeing the promises of God come forward, well, then it's us asking ourselves, where am I not aligning that? Is it because the story that I'm believing and the emotions that I'm experiencing have now, because something in my life happened, a circumstance happened, now this whole story has erupted and this belief system is overtaking me and my emotions are running away with me. And now I no longer believe in the word of God because I'm so sucked down and under. And believe me, I know what that's like. I ran from God for a while. In fact, I was so angry. I did quite opposite to try to prove to God that he doesn't love me and he isn't who he says that he is. And he pursued the lost sheep. I was the little lost lamb that was way, way out yonder, went past the 99 to pursue me, to bring me back, to show me how much he loved me. But when the storms of life had hit, all the lies came forth, and I just felt like everything that I had believed about God was out the door, was no longer, because of all the wounds that I had on the inside of me came gushing, which is now a beautiful, I'm glad that it did. I'm glad that I got crushed so hard, because what it did is it put me in boot camp, an intense boot camp for a few years, where I was just like, I don't even know what's going on in my life, but I was in the fire. I was in the refining process to bring me to where I am today. And it didn't feel good. And it was overwhelming and it was a whole unconditioning. And there's still things that are being unconditioned in myself. Like I said, currently there's a whole identity piece and my mind, it will run if I allow it to run. Like it actually requires me to be intentional. And when I can feel my mind running back to that story that I already evicted, that I already was like, bye-bye, you ain't paying rent. We ain't having you in here. When that story wants to come back in, I gotta literally like take authority over it. And if the emotions in my body feel cramped and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel anxious or I feel overwhelmed right now, and it's not just working for me to be like, that story is no longer serving me, I gotta like actually listen, what is going on? What is happening with the inner child inside of me? And actually look at that dialogue of what's going on. And so there's this whole problem, but the freedom that happens in this, the expansion, the growth. So if you can picture your mind and your soul like a garden, okay? So you don't just plant a seed, walk away, come back 3 months later, and it's bloomed, it's flourished, and you have the fruit, right? What happens is you plant the seed, and then you water it, you nurture it, you nourish it, you make sure the weeds are, you know, you pluck the weeds because weeds will come up, you make sure the space is clean, and you take care of it, and the seed comes, and it splits the ground open. And then you continue to take care of it. You nurture it. You nourish it. You keep continue to pull the weeds away from it so it can continue to grow. It can continue to bloom and flourish. And eventually, like when you plant a garden, you have the fruits of it. You have the veggies and the fruits and the produce of it. Okay. But when you plant the seed, if you neglect the seed, it might come up. It might be kind of wilted. It might not have a lot of strength. It might even possibly produce a little bit of fruit for you. But if you don't pull the weeds and you don't make sure that it has a place and space to grow, then the weeds a lot of times will suffocate the plant and the plant won't continue to come up. The same is with your soul and your mind. And so what are the seeds that you're planting? And while we have our default nature, it's not that it means that that is where you get to be. And when you go on this journey and you're like, wow, I really, because I invite you to just spend a week with yourself and listen to your language. Take it up a notch. And if you really want to like hang on tight for the ride, I did this. Be prepared. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict you every time words are coming out of your mouth that are not life-giving. Because what you are speaking over your life is the result that you will have. It is the fruit that you will bear. And this is also why God's grace is sufficient, because it's not about perfection. I've repented more times than I can even think about, because not in like, oh my gosh, I'm a horrible person, but more like, thank goodness, because I am human. And in all of this being said, that this doesn't just apply to the words that you're speaking. Another thing is the songs that you're singing. Now, this is not about secular music and worship music. And I think I've said this before, but I will say this. I am not one, like, I don't feel convicted to just listen to worship music. If that's where you're at, then that's where you're at, because everybody has a different walk of life. Everybody has a different journey. What one person works for one does not work for another. That is not me. I can listen to any type of music. What the Holy Spirit did reveal to me was some of the songs that I was singing. Do you really want to speak that over your life? So I began being convicted in my music too. And there is secular music that you can sing over your life that is life-giving. I have them on my playlist. And sometimes I was even like, but this is a good beat. Like, I love this song. But you are like in your highest vibration, singing on top of your lungs, those words. Is it really something that you want spoken over your life? And this is when you want to take it to the 2.0 version. And if you already know me, I am the type, like, let's go all in. Once you see something, and it makes me think of that verse where they perish for the lack of knowledge. And it's like, if you're desiring more wisdom and knowledge in your life, just know that it's going to come with a higher responsibility for you. So when you start seeing something, you can't unsee it. And that also requires you to now take responsibility. And it also requires you to actually be intelligent, intentional. Yeah, it also requires intelligence, requires you to be intentional with it. So with all of that, what I'm saying is, if you ask the Holy Spirit for a week or for the rest of your life to show you in all the areas that you're not speaking life, that it's not aligning with the plan that he has for you, just be ready to like chew a lot of humble pie and to actually be digging in and getting the excavating company out and like scooping out stories for days, because you're going to be astonished you're going to look at your life and you're going to be like, now I know why I am where I am. This is a result of the things and the stories in my belief system, or how you could say what's been going on in my subconscious mind, because that's the other thing. Your body is your subconscious mind. This is all a result of that. If I want to create something different and I want to step into what God has for me, that's going to require me to create something different with inside of myself. And you and Jesus go on a journey to scoop the poop. And you bring people in, because God uses people to bring into your life that will help you walk the journey and will help unravel these parts and unleash these parts of you. And while that used to be me, and I still do coach, I'm just not taking new clients on because of the organization business that I'm building. And it's, if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to work with somebody, I have people that I will gladly refer you to over. Or if you like don't know of somebody, I mean, if you do know of somebody, then like, do the thing, queen, do the thing, because 2024 is the year where you begin to take authority over your life. And you were given that authority when Jesus went on the cross. So the question is, are you cursing your life or are you blessing your life? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Because there is no gray. There is no lukewarm. It's one or the other. And this isn't about rigid thinking. This is about having lots of compassion. This is about allowing yourself to look through the lens of love, allowing the Holy Spirit to convict you. Because also, not just this, but if you've been praying, and my brother and I had this conversation the other day, where we pray to see people through, Lord, just let me see people the way that you see people. Well, guess how that's going to happen? It's going to happen by scooping the poop out of you and clearing the lenses. I almost like sent my mic flying. And clearing the lenses, because you see life and you see people through your perspective, your stories, and your identity. And the more that you heal, the more you will walk in your birthrights, the more you will be in your prosperity, your abundance, your love, your joy, your peace, your faith. And the people around you and everything around you is going to change. That's the beauty of this. That's the part that is so freaking exciting about this journey, is it's no longer about wah, 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 my circumstances. And it's everything about, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity for me to reflect and to look at and to become free in, because you are in the promised land and you get to stand and walk and talk on the truth and the promises of the word of God. And you get to bring that into your life. And it all begins with you, because when you change, everything around you changes. So with that being said, I would love to hear your feedback. I am so proud of you for being here, for taking the time to invest in yourself and to listen and to actually acknowledge what is going on in your life, because you are made for so much more. God has such a big plan for you. And I also want to tell you that you are so needed. What you have is so needed. So yes, it is your year to transform, to change and build and create that life, that the life that God has placed on your heart. Thank you so much for tuning in to Unchained and Untamed. I'm confident that you received exactly what you require to unleash your potential and unapologetically own your feminine heart and soul and be the woman that God has created you to be. It's time to take the next step on your transformational journey. Apply what you've learned and know that I am here to support you every step of the way. I'd love to hear what your biggest shifts and ahas were that you received from this podcast. So make sure to shoot me a message and follow me on Instagram at @Schrock_Leona. See you there.